Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says he wants to move beyond such divisive issues as gun control. If elected, he pledged to reform schools and promote the energy industry.
We're not going to divide the state by talking about 20-round ammo magazines. No, we're going to bring this state back together by reforming education. We're going to make advances in transportation. We're going to grow our economy.
Former State Senator Mike Kopp and Republicans Jason Clark and Steve House also participated in the debate. The group agreed on policy positions such as supporting the Second Amendment and cutting government red tape for businesses. Here's former State Senator Mike Kopp.
When was the last time that you got a generous raise? When was the last time that you saw open for business signs because the business was booming? The fact of the matter is, businesses in our state feel like the government is out to get them. It's wrong. In America, you should be free to succeed.
The two biggest names in the race, former Congressman Tom Tancredo and Secretary of State Scott Gessler, did not attend. Both have said they don't plan to appear at primary debates. And whoever wins the primary in June will face a tough race. A recent poll from Quinnipiac University shows Governor John Hickenlooper beating all of the potential challengers he faces. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.